Orthodox sex guru may seem like an oxymoron, but apparently it isn't. Batsheva Marcus, who holds such a title, is the clinical director of the Medical Center for Female Sexuality and was recently profiled in the New York Times magazine. A significant portion of her work focuses on helping ultra-Orthodox women explore, embrace, and enjoy their sexual experience. But before the suggestions that Marcus makes to them can be tried by the women, her suggestions must be approved by the women's rabbis. Yes, it is the client's rabbis, not the client herself, who has the final say on what is or is not acceptable in their own bedroom. But religions are not the only realm where men are trying to control sexuality. Recently, a controversy erupted in Cincinnati over a billboard along a major highway. The billboard reads, "End boring sex." That's all it says. No pictures, no graphics, just "End boring sex" with the name of the adult store and its address. Phil Burris, who heads an organization that claims to represent the community, says the billboard is objectionable because if a child sees it, a parent may have to explain the word sex. If that's the case, I have to assume that Phil Burris is opposed to all the ads for Cialis and Viagra that appear during most TV shows and most sporting events. I believe that the real reason the billboard is objectionable isn't the word sex. I'm guessing the real objection is to sex itself. Just like the rabbis believe that they have the right to control another's sexual expression, there are folks who want to do the same. They want to control what people see, read, buy, or do. Human sexuality is powerful. It touches the core of who we are. The Orthodox sex guru is doing important work that is allowing women to discover an aspect of themselves that religions and men often seek to deny, or worse, control. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.